弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace with the brothers and sisters and friends.
再一次在这边祝福所有的母亲们，母亲节快乐。
I want to once again say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here.
就如许无助牧师所说的，母亲节的信息通常是很难讲。
Just like one of our pastors, Pastor Xi said, Mother's Day message is very difficult to say, to speak.
因为我们知道做母亲的都是很不容易。
We know that being a mother is not easy.
每天忙进忙出的，几乎是没有休息。
They're busy inside and outside the house, never get rest.
就是她在家里面碰到的是不怎么懂得体贴的先生。
Especially if she has an inconsiderate husband.
或是不怎么懂得感恩的儿女们。
Or ungrateful children.
那个时候她可能就心烦忧闷。
And she might be even more upset and depressed.
如果再加上母亲节来到教会以后，
And on top of that, if you come to church on Mother's Day,
还要听这个牧师传道人讲一些要怎么做母亲的话。
And you hear a pastor or preacher talk about how to be a mother.
那她可能更加心烦。
She might be even more upset.
所以我盼望我今天的信息能够让做母亲的得到激励，而不是感到心烦有压力。
Therefore, today I hope my message will be an encouragement to the mothers and not an extra burden.
其实讲到这个做母亲的压力
when we talk about the stress of being a mother,
也让我想到我们一些在教会里面的服事。
It kind of reminds me of church service.
有时候我们也会像那个做母亲的一样的倍感压力。
Sometimes we'll feel like mothers, a lot of stress.
比如说你在教会里面忙进忙出的服事。
Just like when you are busy inside and outside the church.
突然有人跟你讲了一些善意批评。
And sometimes others give you quote-unquote good criticisms.
这个时候你会有什么样的感觉呢？
How would you feel?
你会不会像这个诗人可拉的后裔讲说，我的心啊，你为何忧闷呢？为何在我里面烦躁呢？
Will you be similar to what the psalmist Korah said? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why are you disturbed within me?
有可能，对不对？
Possible, right?
不过话说回来，做母亲的会不会因为家人的抱怨而就放弃不做了
？So then again, would mother quit her job and not care for the family, if she's bothered or upset?
我想绝大部分的母亲都不会。
I think most mothers won't do that.
可拉的后裔也是如此。
And same with the descendants of Korah.
可拉的后裔还告诉我们一个解决这个忧闷烦躁的方法。
Korah's descendants also told us a solution to the upsetness.
应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
And that is to put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
当然，这里所谓的仰望神，就是把我们的希望寄托在神的身上。
Here, the look up to God is to put our hope in God.
相信他必然会乐意的帮助我们度过一切的困难。
Believing that He's willing to help us through the difficult times.
因为我们的神是蛮有恩典跟怜悯。
Because our God is full of mercy and grace.
我们刚刚所读的这个经文是关于一位母亲，名叫哈拿。
The passage that we just read is about a mother named Hannah and the journey of her heart.
这个经文的前半段描述了她在家中被丈夫误解，也被丈夫的另外妻子来耻笑。
The first half of the passage describes her being misunderstood by her husband, as well being provoked by the husband's other wife.
这个经文的后半段，这个描述了神垂听了这个哈拿的祈求。
And the second half of the passage describes how God listened to Hannah's prayer.
以及哈拿回应了神的恩典。
As well, how Hannah responds to God's answering her prayer.
如果你遇到这个哈拿所遭遇的困难
，If you face what Hannah had faced,
你会不会忧闷呢
？Would you be also downcast?
会不会烦躁呢
？Also disturbed.
还有，你会不会好奇的想要知道？哈拿到底是怎么样放下这个内心的重担呢
？And also, wouldn't you be curious how Hannah had let go of her burden?
还有，她在放下这个内心的重担以后，她又怎么样来回应神的恩典
？And after she let down her burden, how did she respond to God's grace?
这些都是我想要跟大家分享的要点。
And those are the points I want to share with everyone today.
所以我分享的题目就叫做哈拿的放下与放手。
And my sharing, the title is Hannah's Let Go and Let God.
我分享的大纲就是分成两部分。
And my outline is split into two points.
一是哈拿的放下重担。
And the first one is Hannah's let go of her burdens.
另外就是 Hannah 的放手让神来。
And the second is Hannah's let go, let God to have her child.
今天是母亲节。
And today is Mother's Day.
我不想讲得太长。
I don't want to extend my sermon too long.
所以我只想讲第一点。
So I'm going to only focus on point one.
也就是 Hannah 的放下重担。
Which is Hannah's let go of her burdens.
我不知道你的想法怎么样。
I don't know what your thoughts are.
我个人觉得说你要学会这个放下内心的重担是一个很重要的属灵功课。
But I personally think that letting go of the burdens of the heart is a very important spiritual lesson.
因为只有能够放下这个内心的担子才能够找回那曾经失去的平安跟喜乐。
Because only when we let go of burdens, we will be able to find and retrieve the peace and joy from the beginning.
才有可能重新得力来服侍神。
Only then would you find strength in serving God.
所以让我们一起来从这个 Hannah 的身上来学习。
So let us learn from Hannah together.
在这个进入这个主题之前，让我先介绍一下这个经文的背景。
So before we dive in, I want to give introduction of the background a little bit.
其实这段经文的时间是在以色列的士师时代的末期。
So the time period is the end of the era of judges.
主要的人物大概是以利加拿、哈拿、庇尼拿，还有祭司以利跟他的两个。
So the main characters are Elkanah, Hannah, Penaniah, priest Eli, and his two sons.
这个圣经告诉我们整个士师制的时期大概有三百多年。
Bible tells us that the era of judges is about 300 years.
应该是从约书亚死后一直到扫罗王登基。
It's between the death of Joshua as well as to the beginning of the first king Saul.
士师的时期可以说是以色列人一段最失败、最惨痛，也是最黑暗的历史时期。
The period of judges could be said as the most miserable failure and darkest days of Israelites.
其中一句最具代表性的话就是
，One of the most representative phrase is this.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And that is, in those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did.As they saw fit.
也就是说，当时的社会完全是以自我为中心。
Which means the society at the time they were very self-centered.
这个个人任意而行。
Everyone does according to their own will.
所以他们背叛神，拜偶像，不断的内战。
So therefore they went and they disobey God and worship idols and fought amongst themselves.
支派间也不断的互相对立跟争执。
And tribes go against each other.
所以你们可以想到，就是说这个时候是。黑暗跟混乱。
So you can imagine how chaotic and dark those time period are.
我不知道你对今天的美国社会看法怎么样。
I don't know what your thoughts are on today's American society.
你是不是会觉得说个人任意而行
？Would you think that people did as they saw fit?
甚至拿起枪来就任意的到处扫射。
To a point that they just pick up gun and start randomly shooting.
看起来有点像。
Doesn't it sound a little similar?
好，让我们先来看 Hannah 的丈夫以利加拿。
Okay, let us first look at Hannah's husband, Elkanah.
刚刚你们读了一大堆的名字。
Earlier we read a bunch of names.
说以法莲，这个以利加拿是个以法莲人。
Elkanah is an Ephraimite.
其实也可以称为以法他人。
You can call them Ephraitha.
他的祖先苏佛是属于利未支派哥辖族。
His ancestor Zuf is part of the Levite tribe called Kohath,
也就是跟摩西还有亚伦同一族。
Which is the same clan as Moses and Aaron.
他们本来是住在犹大的伯利恒，后来移居到以法莲的山地。
They used to live in Bethlehem within Judah, but then they moved to Ephraim.
所以以利加拿是属于利未人的祭司这一族。
So therefore, Elkanah is part of the Levite priest tribe.
这和他的名字意思是相吻合。
Which matches his name a little bit.
因为以利加拿原文的意思就是神已经拥有或者神已经创造的意思。
Because Elkanah's original meaning is God already has or God already created.
在这个当时充满着背叛神、拜偶像的社会当中，以利加拿可以说是一个虔诚的人。
So during that period of disobeying God and worshiping idols, Elkanah can be considered a devoted man.
即使当时的祭司以利的两个儿子。俄伯尼跟菲尼哈都已经是胡作非为。
The two sons of priest Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, they were doing as they were they pleased as well.
他还是每年会带着全家到示罗去敬拜跟献祭。
However, Elkanah, he still bring his whole family to Shiloh to worship and sacrifice to the Lord.
他的行动给我们了一个很重要的教训。
His action gave us an important lesson and warning.
也就是说，别人的软弱跟犯罪并不阻止我们自己过敬虔的生活。
And that is people's weakness and sins can't prevent us from living a godly life.
我们如果回到经文的第二节。
If we return to verse 2 of the passage.
我们看到这个敬虔的以利加拿，但是他还是选择了随从当时的风俗，他娶了两个妻子。
Even though he is a devoted man, but he still followed the trends of the society of the during the time, which is marrying two, having two wives.
他的选择使他的家庭陷入了一个不和跟不断的纷争当中。
And because of this, his decision, his family falls into constant argument and disagreement.
所以有时候这个其人之福啊，并非真正的福气。
Sometimes old saying, happiness. Of having more than one wife, not really a blessing.
还可能是其人之祸。
It might actually be a curse.
这个难怪这个以色列王历史上最有智慧的这个所罗门王。
No wonder the most wise king of Israel, King Solomon.
他最后还是被他那些后宫的嫔妃们引诱而离弃神。
Even though he was considered the wise king, he was drifted away from God by his concubines.
去敬拜这个外邦的偶像。
To worship other gods.
所以当然结果是以色列在他死后就分成两别南北两国。
And so the end result is the kingdom of Israel split into Judah and Israel at the end of his death.
所以这是值得我们警惕的事。
And that is something that's a good lesson and warning for us.
如果我们回到经文的第三节，他提到了以利加拿是到示罗去敬拜万军之耶和华。
So in verse 3,from the passage, it mentioned that Elkanah went to Shiloh to worship Yahweh Sabaoth.
这个万军之耶和华是耶和华神十个复名当中的一个。
And that term is one of the ten complex names of Jehovah God.
也是万军之耶和华第一次出现在圣经当中。
And that is also the first time Yahweh Sabaoth appear in the Bible.
它代表着神的尊贵、能力跟权柄。
And that represents God's glory, power, and authority.
也表明了他可以成就他决定要做的事情。
And that means God can do whatever he pleases in his will.
其实你想一想，这个名字在当时那种混乱的世事时代里面出现。
So when you think about it, the name appearing in the chaotic time period.
其实是在告诉我们，这个以色列人内心是多么的渴望神能够来带领他们抵挡这个外族的入侵。
It tells us how much Israelites earned for God.To fight off the invaders during that time period.
所以他们这样可以恢复他们国家的秩序跟安定。
So they can return back to the peace that they had in previous years.
那么在今日的美国社会呢？
How about today's American society?
虽然没有外族的入侵，
Even though we don't have any outside invaders,
但是我们是否也渴望这个万军之耶和华的来到？
Don't we also long for the coming of Yahweh Sabaoth?
恢复以前他们先祖对神的敬畏呢
？And also go back to how they obeyed the Lord previously.
我相信是应该的嘛。
I think so.
好，让我们进入主题，哈拿的放下重担。
Now let's go into the sermon, which is Hannah's let go of her burdens.
我把它分成两个小主题。
I split into two subgroups.
一个是什么是哈拿的苦情。
The first one is, why is Hannah's misery?
然后第二个是 Hannah 如何放下她的愁苦。
And the second is, how did Hannah let it go?
什么是 Hannah 的苦情?
So first, what is Hannah's misery?
我们如果回到经文的第五到第八节。
If we go back to verse 5 to verse 8.
其实我们看到以利加拿对这个 Hannah 爱护有加。
We know that Elkanah, the husband, loved Hannah so much.
这个每逢献祭的时候，他会将双份的祭肉分给 Hannah。
Every year during worship and sacrifice, he gave double portion to Hannah.
当然，双份是指的是特别好的一份的意思。
And the double portion in here it means great portion.
然后在 Hannah 心里愁闷的时候，他还会对她说。
And when Hannah was downhearted, he also comforted her.
他说：“有我，不比十个儿子还好吗？”
And he says, don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
亲爱的姐妹们,
Dear sisters,
如果你的先生是这样的对你这么样的体贴,
if your husband is so considerate like this,
你会不会觉得很欣慰?
Wouldn't you be so pleased?
大家都点头啊。
I see most people nodding.
可是虽然如此,哈拿并不受安慰,她还是哭泣不吃饭。
However, even so, Hannah was not pleased, and she still wept and not eating.
心里愁闷,为什么呢?
And she was downhearted. Why?
我想了一个答案。
I can think of one answer.
我不知道你们当中这个恋爱的过程怎么样子。
I'm not sure how everyone's dating life was like.
但是我相信每一位男士在追求女士的过程当中都有可能会遇到这样的情形。
But I think every guy, when they chase a girl, they might have something similar.
那就是有一天你的女朋友不知道为什么闷闷不乐。
And that is one day your girlfriend all of a sudden is upset of something, about something.
不知道你怎么样好话说尽她还是脸无笑容。
Doesn't matter what you say, what you try to please her, she's still not happy.
最后她终于回了一句话。
And then in the end, she finally says something to you.
她说哎呀你不懂啊。
And she says, 哎呀, you don't understand.
我要的是两克拉的钻戒。
I want a 2-carat diamond ring.
后面那一句是假的、啊、
Obviously, the second part is kidding.
我想要说的是，这个哈拿是在对利加拿说你不懂。
Well, my point here is though, what Hannah's trying to tell Elkanah is he doesn't understand.
因为利加拿实在不了解这个哈拿这个内心真正的需要。
Because he really truly doesn't understand what Hannah needs in her heart.
所以从这个你不懂的痛苦当中。
So from the you don't understand point.
现在让我们来进一步了解哈拿愁闷的真正原因到底是什么。
Let us look deeper into what caused Hannah's distress.
让我再举个例子。
Let me give another example.
大家可能知道我喜欢钓鱼。
A lot of you guys know that I love fishing.
所谓的一竿在手，其乐无穷。
Which is like having a fishing pole, I'm happy as ever.
当然并不是我每一次出去钓鱼都会有收获。
But of course, I don't always get reward, meaning fish, every time I go fishing.
这个两年前的一个下午。
So 2 years ago, one afternoon.
这个 Dr. Wei Lau 跟我两个人相邀一起到湖边去钓鱼。
Dr. Wei and I went fishing together in a lake around the area.
主要的目的是散散心。
The main purpose was to relax and get some fresh air.
因为我们俩的心情都有那么一点点的苦吧。
So, but because both of us were a little downcast, a little sad, like Kumon, you know, very upset.
所以我们花了一个下午，试过我所有的鱼饵，就是没有一条鱼饵愿意上钩。
So we spent a whole afternoon, tried all my baits, but no fish was willing to go home with us.
最后我的结论是。
So in the end, my conclusion is this.
不但是我俩有点哭嘛。
So my conclusion is not only were we a little downhearted, little Kumon.
就是连鱼儿也有点哭嘛。
The fish themselves as well, they're a little downhearted.
不过说实在的。
But to be honest,
那种被鱼儿拒绝或者被鱼儿甩的啊，的滋味实在不好受。
The feeling of being rejected or dumped by fish is not good.
其实这种被拒绝或被甩的经验，我想大部分人都会有经验。
The feeling of being rejected and being dumped, I think everybody can relate.
如果你还没有尝过的话，我相信你是。幸运到与众不同。
If you have never experienced it, I can say that you're lucky to a point that you're extraordinary.
一般来说，被拒绝的情况有许多种，也而且不分年纪。
And most of the time, when we say being rejected, it can occur at any age, and it's very different.
对于年轻人来讲的话，感受最深的可能是男女交往的时候被对方拒绝而心碎失恋。
To teenagers, young adults, the most significant is probably during dating period where you're rejected or heartbroken by boyfriend or girlfriend.
或者是在申请大学的时候没有能够进入自己理想的学校。
Or when you're applying to college, you get rejected to your most desired school.
或是在毕业以后找工作虽然有面试但是还是被拒绝。
Or after graduation, even though you had interviews for a job, you still got rejected by the company.
其实对于在做职场工作的人感受最深的拒绝可能是不受顶头上司的赏识，而感觉到好像升迁没有希望。
To those who are already in the work field, the most significant would be not being recognized by your manager and unable to advance any higher in your career.
那么夫妻之间呢？
And then how about husband and wife?
这个做先生的或做太太的意见不被采纳的时候，有一方是不是觉得说有点这被拒绝的样子？
When one gives a suggestion to the other and not being heard, wouldn't you feel a little bit rejected in that sense?
其实对哈娜来讲的话，她所经历的被拒绝一共两方面。
But to Hannah, her experience of being rejected comes from two different perspectives.
第一方面是来自于神。
One is the divine rejection.
第二方面是来自于社会家庭。
And the second is social rejection.
他们都是造成哈娜心里愁苦的。
And those are the reasons that cause Hannah's distress.
其实第一方面出现在经文的第五节。
And the first came from verse 5.
他告诉我们说，无奈哈耶和华不使哈拿生育。
And it tells us that Lord had closed her wombs.
而且经文的第十三跟十四节告诉我们。
And verse 13 to 14 tells us.
当哈拿因愁苦而在圣殿中向神祷告的时候。
When Hannah was praying to God in her deep anguish in the sanctuary,
祭司以利以为她喝醉了。
And priest Eli thought she was drunk.
因哈娜只动嘴唇不出声音。
Because she was praying in her heart and she was not moving her lips.
所以以利的误解更加让哈娜心里有无限的委屈。
So Eli's misunderstanding made her feel even more wronged.
所以耶和华不使哈娜生育跟以利的误解可以说是代表了神对哈娜的拒绝。
So therefore, God closing Hannah's womb and Eli's misunderstanding can represent divine rejection.
然后在经文的第六节提到，以利迦拿的另外一个妻子庇尼拿，见耶和华不使哈娜生育。
And in verse 6 states that the other wife of Elkanah named Peninnah, she sees that the Lord has closed her womb, Hannah's womb.
所以就做他的对头，大大的激动他。使他生气。
She kept provoking Hannah and irritate her.
我们可以看出，这是从社会家庭而来对哈娜的拒绝。
We can see that this is a societal rejection for to Hannah.
其实，如果我们观察一下今天的社会
，When we look at today's society，
我们发现这个患不孕症的妇女好像相当的普遍。
We can see that infertility is a very common thing.
但是，对四十时代的妇女来说。
But to the woman in time, the period of judges,
没办法生育却是一件很羞愧的事情。
Infertility is a very shameful thing.
我们从哈娜的哭泣不吃饭就可以看到她是如何的愁苦。
From Hannah's tears and not eating, we can see how upset and how downhearted she is.
如果我们想象一下
，So let's imagine.
她每天必须面对这个庇尼拿而来的激怒。
She needs to face Peninnah's aggravation every day.
还有面对这个其他附近的人这样指指点点。
And also the people around her pointing fingers at her.
这绝对不是一件容易的事情。
It's definitely not an easy thing.
然而让哈拿最无法忍受的应该是。
However, the thing that is unbearable for Hannah it must be this.
她觉得神好像对她的苦情无动于衷。
That God is not doing anything for her anguish.
她感到自己就像好像被神抛弃的这个孤儿一样。
She feels like she's an abandoned orphan by God.
好像她的祷告完全是对空气讲话。
Like her prayer is just mere talk in the air.
一点效果都没有。
There's no response, nothing.
所以她的丈夫给她安慰，她也不能平息这个从庇尼拿而来的这个挑衅。
So therefore, even her husband's comfort and consideration is not able to balance the provocation from Peninnah.
所以我们如果把这个哈娜所遭遇的被拒绝这样归纳一下
，So if we summarize what Hannah experienced and the rejection，
我可以用这张投影片来这样讲。
I can use this PowerPoint slide。
不过我们不要忘记这个哈娜的丈夫以利加拿对哈娜的关爱。
But we have to not forget how much love Elkanah gave to Hannah。
所以我把哈娜所有的遭遇用另外一张投影片来总结。
So therefore, I put Hannah's, what Hannah has faced into a different slide, a next slide.
这样子的话，我们就对 Hannah 的愁苦更加清楚。
So that we can better understand what Hannah's misery is like.
其实它是有分成正面跟负面的。
There's a positive and there's a negative.
当然，正面的是以利加拿对她的爱。
The positive is Elkanah's love to Hannah.
负面的也就是表示的这个。一个是丈夫不了解她，一个是庇尼拿的激动。
On the negative side, it's Hannah not being understood by her husband, and also Peninnah's provoking.
另外一个就表达祭司以利的误解，还有耶和华不使他生育。
And also Eli's misunderstanding and God closing Hannah's womb.
我们知道，当愁苦无法得到疏解的时候
，We know that when our anguish cannot be expressed,
它就慢慢会产生苦毒跟忧郁的情绪。
It slowly turns into bitterness and depression.
接着就会埋怨，会对神失去信心。
And then it turns to complaints as well as losing faith in God.
这种负面的情绪是非常真实的。
This negative emotion is very real.
但也是相当的危险。
At the same time, it's very dangerous.
这个 Nyack College 的 Professor Frank Chan 曾经在我们这中间分享过一个主日信息。
One of the pastor, Professor Frank Chan from Nyack College shared a passage with us once.
他的题目叫做面对痛苦，如何克服忧郁的情绪。
And that is leaning to the pain, lesson on coping with depression.
他用诗篇73篇的作者亚萨的经历来强调，要克服忧郁的情绪，就必须真实的面对那让自己痛苦的原因，而不是逃避它。
And he used the author of Psalm 73, Asaph's experience, to emphasize that in order for us to overcome, to cope with depressing emotions, we need to face the underlying problem and not avoid it.
其实在诗篇中，亚萨自己表示。
Actually, in Psalm 73, Asaph states this.
他不能明白为什么恶人昌盛，义人反而受苦。
And that is why the wicked prosper while the righteous suffer.
等他进了神的圣所，思想恶人的崛起以后
，until he entered the sanctuary of God, then he understood their final destiny.
他就明白了神的旨意。
It's only then he understood God's will.
今天同样的，我们也可以借由祷告来进入神的圣所。
Similarly, we can enter God's sanctuary, through prayer.
来思想这个神的意念跟判断。
To understand God's will as well as His judgment.
我们进而相信他必然会为我们准备最好的。
Because we will understand that God will prepare the best for us.
虽然我们的环境可能不会改变。
Even though our circumstance might not change.
但是我们的视角可能会因为亲近神而改变。
However, our perspective will change because of drawing closer to God.
那么 Hannah 是怎么放下她的愁苦呢？
Then how did Hannah let go of her burdens?
这个经文的第十节说到，他就痛痛的哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
In verse 10, it says, "In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord." Hannah prayed to the Lord.
也就是说，她真实的面对自己的痛苦。
Which means she truly faces her pain.
她来到神的面前，把自己所有的委屈向神哭诉。
Coming before God and pouring out all her troubles.
这可以说是哈拿愁苦心情的转捩点。
This might be the turning point of Hannah's downcast.
想想我们自己。
Let's think about ourselves.
当我们遇到难过或伤心的事情的时候，我们会怎么样做呢？
What will we do when we face trouble or things that put us down?
我们很可能会选择对我们的朋友、家人倾诉。
You might talk to your friends or family.
可是当朋友、家人都无法了解你内心的真正需要的时候
，But what if your family or friends don't understand what you need?
你又会如何呢
？Then what will you do?
你可以来到神的面前倾诉。
You can come before God and pray to Him.
因为这是许多圣经中先知跟信心伟人的经历。
Because this is experience from many prophets, in the Bible.
我们回到四福音书的时候，我们也常常读到这个主耶稣跟父神亲近祷告。
If we go back to the four Gospels, we also see the Lord Jesus drawing near to the Heavenly Father through prayer.
大家都很熟悉马太福音十一章二十八节。
You guys might be really familiar with Matthew 11:28.
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
这是主耶稣的应许。
This is Jesus' promise.
这也正是哈拿所采取的步骤。
And this is also the step that Hannah took.
不是凭着自己的能力跟方法。
It's not through her own actions, through her own solution.
其实，在旧约圣经当中，有三位我们都很熟悉的妇女。
Actually, in the Old Testament, there are three women that we're pretty familiar with.
她们也都是为了无法生育而深受困扰跟忧伤。
They actually all suffered, due to infertility.
其中有亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉， 以撒的妻子利百加，还有雅各的妻子拉结。
The three ladies are Abraham's wife Sarah, Isaac's wife Rebecca, as well as Jacob's wife Rachel.
但是撒拉用她自己的方法来帮助神。
However, Sarah used her own solution to help God.
她将使女夏甲给亚伯拉罕做妾，然后就生了以实玛利。
She gave her slave Haggai to Abraham to be his wife, and Haggai gave birth to Ishmael.
从圣经当中我们知道这不是神的心意。
But from the Bible, we know and understand that that's not God's will.
利百加则是透过这个以撒的祷告，而不是自己向神的祈求。
And Rebecca had her kid not through her own prayer, but through Isaac's prayer.
终于在结婚二十年以后，才生下了以扫跟雅各。
And after 20 long years, she gave birth to Esau and Jacob.
至于拉结。
And how about Rachel?
她见到自己没有办法给雅各生孩子的时候，就记住她的姐姐。
When she saw that she was not able to bear Jacob's children, she became jealous of her sister.
对雅各说。
And she said to Jacob,
你给我孩子，不然我就死了。
Give me children or I'll die.
然后她也像撒拉一样。
Then she did the same thing, said Sarah did.
她把自己的使女毗拉给雅各。
She gave her maidservant Bilhah to Jacob.
想要从雅各得孩子。
So that she can have children through Bilhah and Jacob.
如果我们回来看 Hannah,
But if we look into Hannah,
她在圣殿中默默的祷告，没有出声。
She was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but no sound come out.
以至于祭司以利以为她是不正经。
To a point that priest Eli thought she was drunk.
既然喝酒到圣殿来。
That she was so drunk and came into sanctuary drunk.
然而她的祷告是发自于内心跟灵魂的。
But her prayers are from her soul and from her heart.
不同于撒拉、利百加跟拉结的事。
And the difference from Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel, from Hannah is.
只有哈拿向耶和华倾心吐意。
Hannah was the only one praying to God and sharing about all the things in her heart.
并且将生孩子是完全的依靠耶和华。
And she completely relied her having children in God's hand.
这是我们应该学习的。
And that is something that we have to learn.
这也是 Hannah 放下她的苦情的方法。
And that is how Hannah let go of her burden.
就是全心全意的依靠万军的耶和华。
And that is to fully rely on Lord Almighty.
其实回想起来
，Actually looking back，
我和太太跟我也经历了一段想要有小孩的挣扎。
Me and my wife actually had struggle of wanting children。
在还没有结婚以前，我总觉得生小孩并不是一件困难的事情。
Before marriage, I actually thought having children was not a difficult thing。
但是在结婚三年以后，我才发现原来生小孩并不是我们想象那么容易。
After 3 years of marriage, we realized it's not that easy to have a kid。
所以那时候我们开始着急。
So we started becoming nervous.
我们到处看医生。
We saw many doctors.
寻找高明。
And we even saw the,
甚至求神问卜。
We even saw other gods and fortune tellers. Fortune tellers.
因为那时候我们还没有信主。
Because we didn't believe in God yet.
总之，我们就是想用自己的方法来帮助神。
Because we want to use our own ability to quote unquote help God.
在试了六年以后。
After trying for 6 years.
还是毫无动静。
We didn't have any children.
后来我开始有新的工作。
So then I start having a new job.
忙着适应这个新的生活环境。
Oh, I was busy adjusting to the new life, new environment.
所以对这个生小孩就不再抱什么希望。
So I basically lost hope in having children.
但是谁知道在这个变动当中。
During the time of adjustment,
我和太太开始参加这个姐妹查经班。
My wife went into sister fellowship.
所以姐妹们要参加姐妹查经班。
So sisters, you should attend sister fellowship.
这个因着姐妹们的鼓励。
And through the encouragement of sisters.
她向神许了个愿。
She prayed to God and made a wish.
只要能够让她怀孕生小孩，她就愿意相信耶稣。
And that is, if God is able to give her children, have her pregnant, she will believe in Jesus.
这个几个月后，神怜悯了我们的无知。
And God gave us, God gave us show mercy and gave and our lack understanding.
这应允了我们的请求。
And He granted our request.
我太太怀孕。
And my wife was pregnant.
当然这个后来的发展大家都很清楚。
So everything followed, you guys already know.
所以我就不再重复。
I won't repeat.
这个从这个哈拿跟我太太的经验
，Through Hannah and my wife's experience，
我们看到这个神是听祷告的神。
We see that God is a God who listens to prayer。
即使连这个祭司以利都听不到
，Even when the priest Eli was not able to hear，
但是神听到了。
But God heard it all。
这个是何等的重要
，And how important that is。
也是何等值得安慰的事情
，And how comforting that is。
当然，我们必须认清的一点。
But of course, we have to understand this.
虽然神已经是听到了
Even though God heard it,
但是他有绝对的主权
But he has total sovereignty.
不是我们可以强迫的
And that is not something that we can force.
有时候他需要我们忍耐等候他的时间
Sometimes he wants us to wait for his timing patiently.
那时候我们就需要耐心的等候
Then we have to wait patiently.
不要抱怨
Not complaining.
相信他是不误事的神
And also believe that he doesn't make a mistake in his timing.
而且相信他所给的必然是最好的
And also understand that what he gives is the best.
其实使徒保罗在腓立比书四章六到七节就这样告诉我
Actually, Apostle Paul says in Philippians 4, 6 to 7.
他说应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And it says this, Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
当我们愿意把自己的重担带到神的面前
When we're willing to bring all our burdens in front of God,
凭着信心等候神的时间
Wait for the Lord,It's timing through faith.
我们必然可以坦然地面对生活中的困难跟忧愁。
We will for sure be able to face our challenges and sorrows in life.
我相信哈拿之所以能够放下她的苦情跟重担。
I believe the reason why Hannah was able to let go of her anguish and burden.
正是因为她懂得交托。
Because she learned how to give it to God.
而且她对神的信心并没有因为所遭遇的苦情而减低。
And her faith in God did not decrease due to her current circumstance and situation.
我们看到她在向神许愿以后
we see and know that after she made the request to God,
经文的十七节告诉我们
in verse 17 it says this,
这个祭司以利说你可以平平安安地回去愿以色列神允准你向他所求的
Priest Eli says, go in peace and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him.
然后十八节，哈拿说：“愿卑尼在你眼前蒙恩。
”And verse 18, Hannah says, "May your servant find favor in your eyes."
于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不带愁容。
And then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
为什么哈拿脸上不再带愁容呢
？Why is Hannah no longer downcast?
因为她认为她已经将自己所要的告诉神。
Because she believed that she has told God what her desires are in her heart.
而且神也借着他的仆人以利允准所求的。
And God has granted her wish through his servant Eli.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们。
So dear brothers and sisters and friends.
你是否有时候会觉得你也像哈拿一样呢
？Do you feel like sometimes you're just like Hannah?
遭到别人的排斥跟拒绝。
Feeling rejected by others?
或是有时候你会觉得神好像对你所遭遇的困难不闻不问。
Or God doesn't care about your difficulties in life.
漠不关心。
And he doesn't really care, doesn't really ask.
这个时候你会不会像哈拿一样内心忧闷甚至是愁苦呢
And will you just be like Hannah, feeling anguish and downcast?
我想答案是肯定的。
I think absolutely.
但是你有没有注意到哈拿是怎样放下她的愁苦呢
？But have you looked into how Hannah let go her anguish?
她来到了万军耶和华的面前。
She came to the Lord Almighty.
向他哭诉，向他陈情。
And she cried out about all her difficulties.
恳求他施怜悯来帮助他。
Asking him to show mercy on her.
哈拿凭着信心来仰望神，是对我们一个很好的提醒。
Through her faith, Hannah looked up to God. It's a good warning for us.
因为大家记住，那在我们里面的，比在世界的多大。
We have to understand because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
他是万军之耶和华。
He is the Lord Almighty.
而且他的信实达到万代，他必然不会撇弃我们为孤儿。
And his faithfulness continues through all generation. He will not forsake us as orphans.
今天我们借着哈拿的经历，我们了解到哈拿愁苦的原因。
So today, through the experience of Hannah, we understand the reason why Hannah was distressed.
还有她怎么样来放下心头上的重担。
As well as how she let go of her burdens in her heart.
我盼望这个信息能对你我都有帮助。
I hope today's message can be beneficial to you and I.
尤其是对做身为母亲的。
Especially those who are mothers amongst us.
不管是在什么样的困难环境之下。
Doesn't matter what kind of circumstances you're in.
请你记住。我们有神的双重应许。
Remember that we have God who gives double promise.
那就是有一天我们将得释放的盼望，以及一生一世我们都会得着他的安慰、力量跟保护。
And that is the hope of deliverance one day, plus the provision of His comfort, strength, and shelter throughout our lives.
愿神祝福。
May God bless you.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因着你的怜悯跟恩典。
Because your mercy and grace.
你赐下你自己的爱子来给我们。
You've given your one and only Son to us.
让他能够经历到我们的痛苦。
So that he experienced the difficulty and suffering that we experience.
因此，我们能够得到医治。
So that we can all be healed.
我们能够得到一切的怜悯。
We can have all kind of mercy and salvation.
我们也得到他的平安和喜乐。
We also receive his peace and joy.
愿今天早上就求主能够将你的平安跟喜乐赐给所有的在座的弟兄姐妹们。
May you please grant your peace and joy to all the brothers and sisters and friends.
让我们以一颗喜乐的心来迎接每一天。
So that we can receive every single day with a joyful heart.
这样感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all in this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.